Episode 1539, Do Right by Your Child.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is Friday. Yes, that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And boy, do we have something to talk about. Oh, yes, do right by your child. Do you always do right by your child? We're going to dive in and really establish, what does that mean, and are we following through accordingly? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, I am so excited that the weekend is here, and I've got to give you a little sneak peek. I am enjoying a conference with Beth Moore. Oh, yes. I'm just so excited. I don't always get to go to some of the conferences because usually we live in a smaller town and they're in much bigger towns. And to just go for a day and a half, it doesn't seem like it's really worth my time, even though I know deep down it is. So I'm excited. I will be there. And so be sure and know that I will be sharing lots of great information, takeaways that I get from her conference. Well, back to what we have at hand, Confessions of an Upset Mama. Do right by your child. Is it enough to do right by your child? As parents and leading young, impressionable minds, it's important to understand the impact we have on our children and how we shape their future. However, most would jump immediately and say that doing right by our children is what we do as parents. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? So we're doing it, right? Surely we are. Well, a few days ago, I was faced with a little bit of a role reversal. Not planned, it just happened. Imagine that. Technology. Oh, I have a love-hate relationship with technology. Full confession here. I don't like it, but I love it all at the same time. Specifically with the technology of my external hard drive, and it was being a bit difficult. It truly had a mind of its own. I thought for sure it was going to get up and walk off my desk and say a few words to me as it jumped off the counter there. Well, I stood moaning and groaning at this crazy little machine that was supposed to be life-changing in the way I stored my files. But it was bringing more stress and frustration. Oh, I could feel my blood pressure going up. And this just wasn't like for 5 minutes. This was carrying on for into an hour and a half or more. Now, I wasn't standing all at the same place and working, but I was researching, trying to connect it to our Wi-Fi. Anyway, it's totally stuff that you really don't need to know about. But all I could tell you is that I was frustrated and I was about ready to put my fist to my computer. Okay, it's full confession day. I did not want to be a part of that little robot that was looking at me and had these weird blinking blue eyes and kind of like a weird clear eye. And then on the backside, it had green stuff. I was like, seriously? Well, in a confident low rumble, my youngest G-man says, "Now, Mom, what would you tell us?" I didn't respond. Honestly, I didn't want to hear my own training. I didn't want to deal with myself. However, he couldn't resist. "Mom, you would say, walk away. Just walk away." In that moment, I felt a refreshing rush of, "You did it. Good job, Mom." And it really was good advice. Just walk away, right? I needed to walk away to get the fresh perspective on the situation. For my youngest to know this, I must be doing right by my child. Or was I? You see, when we do right by our children, by definition, it's to act, speak, or behave in a way that is just or beneficial to or meets the approval of the child. The key here is that it meets the approval of the child. Yet that's not how God teaches us. That's not how he teaches you or how he teaches me. He doesn't do everything we want him to do. I mean, come on, I wanted to win the Powerball and I didn't get to win the Powerball. I don't live in Wisconsin, but somebody did. How awesome is that? God does what is good for us, not approved by us. When we raise up our children, we need to look at doing right for our children, not by our children. Those pesky little prepositions. It changes the meaning drastically, right? Who would have thought that I would be talking about English? Most parents are leading their children by their approval, by the child's approval. So why even parent? Why are we parents? Children do not know what's best for themselves. We, as their parents, need to rise up and raise up children. We need to train up a child in the way he should go. That's what Proverbs 22:6 says. If we are doing right by our children, we are not training them up in the way they should go. They are training us. It's time that we lead our children. It's time that you lead your child to impact their future. So what does that look like? How can you do right for your child? You got to lead where you stand. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Lead where you stand. Now that lead is spelled how? L-E-A-D. And I've shared this with you before, but I wanted to bring it to you again in a different context. And that's here in Confessions, full out. How we are raising our children. You look out there in the world and you see stuff that comes on the media, things that you read in, okay, I almost said the newspaper. That's really dating me, isn't it? Because does anybody get the newspaper anymore? Maybe you're standing in the grocery line and you see these crazy, you know, advertisements or these articles that want to draw you in, right? Buy me, and they throw up these, you know, catchy slogans or phrases about what's going on, especially with children. As parents, it is our responsibility. God has gifted us these children. Whether you have children or not, you have an impact in those that are younger than you. So maybe you're a brother or a sister, you have siblings, or maybe you mentor children, or maybe you actually physically have children yourself and you're raising them up. I have a few. Do you want to borrow any? You can use, you know, some practice time on mine. I actually thought about that when we started having more children. And I was like, okay, Lord, this is great because I love children. I would have had 20. I would have just loved it. My husband said, no, honey, we have to pay for them. I'm like, oh man, minor technicality here, but all right, 5, I guess. Yes, my quiver is full. With that all being said, I did think, well, you know, we could just loan them out. People could practice a little bit and see if they really thought that having a child would be a good idea for them. It's kind of like getting a puppy dog and kind of seeing. Okay, anyway, we're going off subject, but it's Friday. And so I want you to have fun with this. So lead where you stand. What does that look like when it comes to doing right for your child? Well, number one, you have to L, locate. Where is your child now? And I don't mean physically. Yes, that's good to know where they are right now physically, but I'm talking about what season she's in. You know, connecting where she is now versus where she is headed. Children go through what stages of life? If you have a younger child and they're in the toddler stage, you're probably praying that they get out of it really, really soon. It will happen, but there will be about 220 more temper tantrums and loud, boisterous things that you never imagined before you get out of that stage. And guess what? You'll survive. It may seem tough, but you'll get through it. So you got to know what season your child is in. And that's why it's really important to locate. That's what I mean by locate. What season? You ask that question. If you have a teenager or a child who's about ready to graduate and go into college, big difference here, right? They're in a different season. Their needs from you are going to be different than that of a toddler. They still need a parent, but how you parent is going to be different based on their season. So locate, where is your child now? Number two, E, evaluate and examine. I love those two words, evaluate and examine her strengths and her weaknesses. You know this as a mom. You know this, dad. You can see it before even they know their own strengths and weaknesses. Why? Because you grew up with them. You have been raising them, whether they're 18 months old or they're 23 years old or even 42 years old. You know their strengths and weaknesses. And sometimes we have to point that out to them, right? So you have to evaluate that, where they are. What does she need to do to get to where she wants to go? So if it's a toddler, her next step is what? Well, continuing to walk, getting stronger, getting more mobile, and increasing her vocabulary to the point where all she says is, why? Why? Why, mommy? Why? I remember those. Yeah. Well, if you haven't gotten to that, oh, just you wait. It'll be fun. I love those times, but then I felt like I could never answer the question because they kept asking why? Why? I'm like, seriously, don't you already know the answer? I've already told you. Oh, children are great, aren't they? So evaluate and examine. What do they need to get them to where they want to go? This is where you formulate what? A plan for the season. This is something that you can even work on together as mother and child or as father and child. So if you have a middle schooler into a high schooler into a college student, there is where you can say, okay, hey, let's look, let's evaluate and examine where you are. And in these next 3 to 4 years, where do you want to be? Well, if they want to go to medical school, yet they don't have the study skills to do that, well, then maybe you need to be looking at that, right? As to how can you beef that up? Because it's more of a weakness than it is a strength. So it really helps to evaluate and examine. It helps to what? Formulate the plan. Number 3, aim. Action ignites motivation. This is where you are training up your child. Helping her build up courage and confidence by what? Doing. Our children have to go out and do. We can't just hand them everything. If you were to carry your child around forever, would they ever learn to walk? Nope. Not if you carried them everywhere, literally. Like put them in bed, and then when it was time to get up, you got them out of bed and you carried them around and you did everything for them. You carried them to the bathroom, you carried them to dinner. They had no mobility. They would not walk. But we have to give them and present them a safe place to build that courage and that confidence. And that comes by what? Doing. So take aim. Action ignites motivation. And finally, number 4, discipline. This D is more of a dangling discipline because no one wants to do it. No one wants to set the boundaries. Yet discipline keeps your child on track. This is your area as a parent. The greatest impact comes from building consistency. Doesn't matter how you're going to discipline. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that one way is better than the other. I'm not going to sit here and formulate that if you don't do this between ages 0 and 2, you're going to be a failed parent. No, that's not it at all. But I am going to tell you that whatever you do decide as a family unit, as a family structure, you must be consistent with it. You have to build that consistency, which means what? Being willing to do the hard work and training them to do the same. Lead where you stand. It's not about doing right by your child. You're going to do a lot of things your child does not approve of. They may sit there and even yell at you and say, Mom, you don't love me because what you just told me to do. You don't love me because you won't get me this. You don't love me. That's doing right by your child, right? If you fall into that trap and say, oh, okay, I'll get it. No big deal, sweetie. I'll take care of it for you. We can't just keep handing things over to our children. We have to build them up. They need a strong foundation. Whether you had a strong foundation growing up as a child and then you came into adulthood, doesn't matter. You can make a difference now with your child. Yes, you may need to look and understand how you grew up, whether or not you like that style, whether you agree with it, and come in with your spouse, if you're married, and look at it as a whole, as a family structure, and say, this is what we want to do to raise up, to train up our children. This is where we need to lead our children, locate, evaluate, and examine, aim, and discipline, and know that it changes with the season. teenage years are tough. And I got to tell you, going into adulthood, whoo, sometimes that's even tougher. You want to protect your children and you always want what's best for them, but doing right by your child is not serving them. You want to do right for your child. Look at how God leads us as his child, as his children. He doesn't sit there and say, oh, by the way, Christiane, what would you like to do today? You would like to win that Powerball. Okay, I will make it happen. Yeah, I could have done great things with that Powerball, right? But seriously, I could still do great things without that Powerball. God doesn't have to give me everything I want. God gives me everything I need. That is our job as a parent, is to give our children everything they need to train them up as a child, to do what's right for the child. They don't need the approval. They'll have that opportunity when they get to adulting and they go into the world, and hopefully you have built a strong foundation that they will be able to make those decisions, and they'll be looking and saying, Mom, how did you do it? I'm stuck. And you can say, oh, wait. Let me tell you here. Go to this episode and this is how you can do it. Start early because I learned a little late. I learned hard myself. I hit a lot of brick walls as a mom. I was not perfect by any means. Now go back to me standing, moaning and groaning at my desk, looking at this crazy blinking thing that I think is going to solve my problems. What did I do? I walked away. I took a deep breath. And I was like, okay, Lord, yep. Thank you for showing me that I'm doing something right as a parent. But I'm not really doing good showing off right now as a role model for my child. Give me patience. I walked back up, looked at that little blinking, crazy little pesky machinery, and I said, okay, you have your mind, but my mind's bigger, and we're going to get this done. And I know God flipped the switch. He had to, because it worked after that. Sometimes we try so hard that we overextend. Whether we're overextending in our parenting, not giving our children enough room to grow themselves. That's why we have to lead, not carry, but lead. How are you parenting today? What are your struggles? I know there's struggles because I struggle with them myself every day. There are times that I sit there and I just shake my head going, okay, Lord, please tell me I'm doing this right. Or please, whatever I'm doing, not hurt my children overall, right? You don't want to leave a bad mark on them. But I promise you, if you lead where you stand, God's got you. He's going to catch you and he's going to help you. Do right for your child. If you want help with this, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. I want to know your struggles as a parent. And if you're like, well, I'm not really wanting anything specific, but I have some questions that I would love to have you address on the podcast, then fill out that form. Say, hey, I don't need to talk to you, but I would love for you to address this question. I would love to hear that. I love hearing from you all. It warms my heart. I'm not doing this for me. Now, maybe I am doing it for my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren because they will have a legacy to be able to listen to their grandmother and great-grandmother. But more importantly, it's about what? Impact. Live, love, impact. You're doing awesome, Mom. Keep it up. Do right for your child. Lead where you stand. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.